Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Connor Barkon. Here's what's happening. A man is being charged with murder after police say they found a woman dead with her head severed. KYW's Nina Barati has the latest on the investigation.
A 41-year-old woman was found decapitated on her kitchen floor inside her Lawndale home on McGee Street, according to police. Officers got a 911 call for a stabbing a little before 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Philadelphia Police Chief Inspector Michael McCarrick spoke to our partners at NBC 10.
We have found a witness as well as a victim laying on the floor inside. As a result of discussion with the witness, we identified a person of interest who has subsequently been detained.
The district attorney's office said 34-year-old Ahmad Sharif faces murder and other related charges.
At this time, there is no clear motive, but according to the district attorney's office, investigators say it's a domestic-related dispute. Philadelphia City Council member Helen Gim has resigned her seat and is expected to announce she's running for mayor. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Helen Gim would become the seventh candidate in the Democratic primary for mayor, joining her four former colleagues, Maria Quinones Sanchez, Sherelle Parker, Derek Green, and Alan Dom, along with former city controller Rebecca Reinhart and supermarket magnate Jeff Brown. She declined to confirm she's running, but did announce an event for Wednesday afternoon. And her video resignation message leaned heavily on her record of helping to restore school funding, create a fair work week, and develop an eviction prevention program.
We built programs that have been praised nationally and have been duplicated in cities all across the country.
The primary is May 16th. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Security forces flooding the streets of some of China's biggest cities are stopping people and randomly checking IDs. It's part of a massive crackdown to prevent the kinds of protests that broke out over the weekend over China's draconian zero COVID policy. China's Communist Party vows to, quote, resolutely crack down on infiltration and sabotage activities by hostile forces. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams says people in our area with family in China are concerned about their safety.
Although rare, protests in China do happen, but it is unprecedented to see it on such a large scale. After 100 days of complete lockdown, the uprising reached a fever pitch last week when a fire in an apartment building killed at least 10 people in the far west region of Xinjiang. According to media reports, firefighters could not get inside as the dwellers were literally locked in, details the Chinese government denied. Dr. Rebecca Clothley, interim head of the Department of Global Studies and Modern Languages at Drexel University, says chance calling for the removal of Xi Jinping are noteworthy.
Mainly because it's extremely risky and one could say illegal to criticize the government in China. And to directly criticize Xi Jinping is hugely risky. There could be very serious consequences for people chanting things like that.
Temple University Associate Professor of Political Science Rosalind Che says what we have been witnessing, even as information is being suppressed to some extent, is youth taking a stand.
The power of social media among the youth plays a big role here. And we're seeing very creative ways of protest. Blank pieces of paper that doesn't have anything on them, but everyone knows what it means. And if you hold it up, you're part of the movement.
She says people here are concerned for their family members in China and that for human rights, economic and political reasons, we all should be concerned and watching as the situation unfolds. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The U.S. beats Iran 1-0 in World Cup action. The team now advances to the knockout round against the Netherlands on Saturday. KYW's John McDevitt watched with soccer fans at Xfinity Live in South Philly.
Fans were excited when fellow Pennsylvanian Christian Pulisic scored the only goal of the match. Among them, Sam, who got out of work early to watch the match and says the U.S. win is huge.
Super exciting, really, and I think, you know, we're just lucky that we got out of that one because towards the end it got really tight and really hot, but we got out of there. U.S. on to the next round. Let's go, U.S.
As for Saturday's match with the Netherlands, Sam says,
tough opponent because they've been former winners of the World Cup as we try and, you know, win our first ever, which will probably be huge, like, for the game of soccer in the U.S. But yeah, just super exciting and just looking forward to the next game. And let's go U.S. Men's Soccer.
Christian Pulisic was injured when making the goal. Fans are hopeful he will be healthy for Saturday's match. In South Philadelphia, John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Connor Barkon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.